Joined now by Mary Schiavo. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Yes, thank you very much for joining us on what is really, unfortunately, a troubling anniversary here in Western New York. 10 years ago today, Flight 3407 crashed here in Western New York, claiming 50 lives. Mary, you've obviously been watching with these victims, family members have been doing over the last 10 years, really fighting for better safety in regional airlines. There have been some laws passed. There's been some battles going back and forth. But from where you sit as somebody who analyzes this industry, are the regional airlines safer today than they were 10 years ago?
Oh, certainly. And the families are owed a great deal of credit for that. And, you know, sadly, that's how it is after some crashes. I mean, the family members have to fight for change. And there are very few tragedies in the airline history business where the families have fought as hard as they have as these families did for change, and especially for better training, better rest periods, really more accountability from the pilots.
You know, let's talk about the pilots, because one of the many things that came out after the crash in Clarence, there was a particularly troubling frontline installment that showed some of the conditions that these pilots, these regional pilots, live in to try to cut costs, bringing into doubt that maybe they're not getting as much rest as they need, that they're under hurried circumstances trying to get to various flights. What about the conditions for regional pilots? Have things improved for them?
Well, unfortunately, I should say a little bit. The salaries have gone up. There's more attention to their rest periods and their fitness for duty. But it's still very, very difficult for junior pilots with airlines who are assigned in very high-rent areas, you know, areas where, you know, Los Angeles, New York, places where it's impossible to get a decent apartment that's quiet, you know, to have some rest time. So you're ready for duty. So the practice of, you know, hot bunking and the group apartments where pilots cruise in and out to get their rest between their flights because you can't afford to have a home near where you work, yeah, that practice still goes on. That's been a practice for many, many years, even after I got out of flight school. It was really hard back then, several decades ago. And that particular aspect of the industry is the same.
You know, as somebody who has experience in flying, what about for you when it comes to being a passenger on a flight? Are there things that trouble you when you get aboard a flight? What are you looking for when it comes to booking your own air travel?
Well, you know, that's very interesting, and it's a very timely question right now because in Canada, for example, Air Canada just severed a contract with the regional carrier. It didn't like the safety record, didn't like things that were going on. And, you know, airlines, you know, the major carriers can do that. They have the ways to evaluate the safety record to what's going on, maintenance issues, deviations, you know, pilot deviations where you have to put the plane down other than its destination because you've got a mechanical issue. You know, airlines are really in the best position to do that because most of the data that they use to evaluate the regional carrier is simply not available to the public, especially things like maintenance, training, problems on pilot check rides, things like that. Those aren't public records. Those are only known to the carriers. And sometimes it just comes down to reliability. How often does the regional carrier have to cancel a flight? And then, of course, there's a ripple effect through the industry. The major carrier then loses the revenue because, of course, the regional carriers don't sell tickets. The major carrier does. So a lot of times it comes down to schedule irregularities. How often does the regional carrier mess up so the mainline carrier has to answer for it and they get tired of it? But again, so little of that is available to the public. The public really has to trust the carrier whose name is on the door. And sometimes they don't deserve that trust.
Well, that is a last word if I've ever heard one, for sure. Mary Schiavo, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Thank you. My pleasure.